Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Today you're going to learn how to attract 50 to 100 new paying customers per month with workshops and events.
Welcome to the Paint Therapy Podcast, your new audio experience.
Hey guys, I'm Kevin.
And I'm Jessica.
And in today's podcast, we're going to tell you how you can attract 50 to 100 new paying customers every month with workshops and events. So a lot of retailers are using events and workshops as their primary marketing strategy this year. So if you think about it, a lot of retail stores are spending a ton of money on marketing, and it's really hard to find something that actually works consistently. And they're always trying to scramble and figure out, you know, what's the next thing that they're going to market. And a lot of times what it comes down to is they're doing, you know, special offers and special deals.
Right.
Because I've been the guy who got the ad for 20% off the coffee press, and we knew we needed one. I went into the store just to find the coffee press, went out of the store, and I've never been back to that store, you know, ever. So, yeah, they might have attracted 50 new customers for their coffee press and whatever else deal they were running. But attracting a one-time sale is different than attracting or building a customer base.
Right.
What are we doing today to do marketing? So, how do you get 50 people into your store?
So there's two scenarios. So you see a flyer. And it's going to get a it's going to get a person in there for a discounted one-time item. Mm-hmm. And that's it. The second scenario is you host a workshop, you get 50 people in there after hours. Women love the after-hour experience. The doors are closed. They're the only ones in here. You feel like a VIP. Mm-hmm. You have snacks and a break time during while your painting is drying. The customers get to stand up. They get to walk down the aisles. They get to see your home decor. They can check out other stuff that's going on in their store. Now you become the go-to spot because you've created a relationship in over a three-hour period. Mm-hmm. So now if they're at home and they need a shovel, they need a French press, they need a whatever, they know exactly where they're going to go to. Mm-hmm. Because they've created that relationship during that three-hour window.
Right. So having the workshop, when we're talking about attracting 50 to 100 new paying customers per month with workshops, it's a completely different type of customer. Like, the workshops and events are a whole new way to attract customers because you're actually building a customer base of loyal, repeat business.
Yeah, who feel like VIP already.
Right, and if I want to run in and grab it, that's fine. I'll do that because now, like you said, I'm familiar and comfortable with the store because I've been going to their workshops and I've built that relationship with them. So some of our other retailers and how they're implementing this and really how they've been implementing this over the past, you know, 6 years... We have a retailer who, actually, when they initially started, they were one of our first retailers, and we were kind of shocked when, you know, we kind of recommended a small group of women just to kind of get comfortable with it, maybe 8, 12 max, and still that's a good amount of attendees, but she wanted more, she wanted 20 people, and we were like, oh, you know, that's a lot of people, but we ended up teaching the class for her. And her strategy was like, look, my store is massive, it's beautiful, but it's kind of off the beaten path. And my main strategy with this paint workshop is to get people to know who I am and know my store. And so she ended up doing 20 people. And she, after we had done that first one, the next month she did 4 workshops with 20 ladies each. And so we're kind of crunching the numbers and we're like, hey, you know, she succeeded. She got 80 people. 80 new customers in her store over the month. And of course her strategy is to get exposure to all of her high priced items in the store. And that's awesome. So she kind of, it kind of clicked there. We have other retailers who, during those peak seasons that we were talking about, whether it's the, you know, late winter after the holidays leading up to spring, or whether it's the, you know, October, November getting ready for Christmas season, they're doing, you know, a couple workshops a week. We had a retailer that did 14 workshops in November with 12 ladies at each. So that's like 140 plus new customers, paying customers. These are all paying customers in her store, you know, during the Christmas holidays, right? So this is a massive customer getting strategy. And again, you're getting customers, the right kind of customers that, you know, are enjoying the experience and then, you know, telling their friends on social media and the whole bit.
And it's the beginning of the relationship, right? The workshop is the beginning of the relationship.
Yeah, a lot of people, they look at workshops and they see it just as a one-time thing. It's a one-time event and it's a way to get customers and make some money, but really it's way more than that. It's the beginning. A workshop is the beginning of your relationship with your customers. So it changes the way that you do your workshop.
Mm-hmm. You want to put more time into each person attending.
Yeah, you prepare differently. You set it up differently. You pay more attention mm-hmm. to the experience. If you think about, you know, the first time that a customer comes to your store and what kind of experience you want them to have, really that's what this is all about. It's like, let's set this up and wow them on the first time so that they realize that this is a hot spot. It's a happening store. You know, they can where enjoy they themselves.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have another customer who does a lot of workshops, and her mission was really to get them familiar with her story. She had an awesome story, and she, you know, it related to the services that she provided and the products that she sold. And so she used the break time, which was brilliant, to get those messages across. So, you know, during a workshop and event, you know, about halfway through, it's kind of like, okay, get up and stretch and use the restroom. And during that time, she had snacks and drinks and said, you know, I'm going to give you a quick tour of the store. And she kind of told her story. And then that really helped to create a bond with her customers, because now they know her story, as well as rose awareness to her other products and her other services. So these are all side effects of, you know, attracting the 50 to 100 new paying customers per month. These are things that you can do during that 2 to 3 hour period that you can't do with a coupon. You know, we have another store. We actually have a couple other stores. Well, a lot of our stores don't actually do the workshops. They have staff that do the workshops. And you'd be surprised, like some of your staff actually might find this as a perk to the job. Like some of your staff may be actually into this and as a hobby, and to think that they're going to get paid to do these workshops and do what they love is actually, you know,
ideal
for them. So mention it to them and say, who's going to head this project up? Who's going to be in charge of the workshop? And if you still don't have anybody available to do it, but you'd be surprised. A lot of the staff gets excited about this stuff, and maybe it's not a one person job. Maybe get a group of two or three ladies together of your staff and have them plan it together, and you might be surprised. But another thing that we see with our retailers is that they partner with somebody who this is their thing. A lot of people that are, you know, good at giving workshops and like this kind of thing, they work from home, right? But they don't have, they're missing the link. They're missing the foot traffic that you have at your store. And so if you don't have the creative side, or if you're too busy running the business, this is a great partnership, because they have the creativity side and the desire to do the workshops, and you have the foot traffic and the way to promote it. And so it's a win-win. So these experiences can happen in your store, and you don't have to lift a finger. You can put them in charge of it, and you can work some sort of a deal. You either pay them what they want, or you give them a commission, or, you know, give them a percentage of the after sales or whatever it might be. So you guys can work together and split that up how you want to. But we have that a lot, where the owner is not interested, but they realize the value of creating an experience, and they know this is a great way to attract new customers and build a loyal fan base at their store. And so they're partnering with other people locally. And you could even, you know, this could be part of your thing. Get a workshop sign up sheet going, just to gauge the interest. And then next to that, say, are you passionate about painting furniture, or are you passionate about creating? Let us know if you're interested in hosting workshops.
That's a good idea.
And you can put that right next to it, and you might be surprised. I bet you there's some of the shoppers that you have there.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could put it on Facebook or online or whatever. So here's the thing. If you haven't yet already, download the guide. We have the paint therapy workshop guide, and it walks you through everything step by step. You know, we've created the system step by step after doing 75 workshops in all sorts of different cities and towns, and we've gotten in front of a group of customers
that have attended these workshops, and at the same time we trained the store how to do these workshops. So we've done it in all sorts of different types of stores and environments in all sorts of different towns, and we've learned a lot along the way, and we've broken this down into our paint therapy workshop system, and it's a free guide for you. And it's if it's something you want to do, you can follow along on the guide and do it yourself, or you can skim through the guide and then hand it off to the person that you want to be in charge and see what they think of it, and they can just follow the steps as well. So if you haven't already, painttherapyworkshops.com, download the free paint therapy workshop guide and check it out and let us know what you think. Also, you can subscribe to our weekly podcast, and we'll see you next time.